Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
I'm going to go to the book of Micah to open up tonight. Pastor and mom are on a plane right now. They will be back in Atlanta probably close to 9 o'clock, and they are excited to be home, excited to be back with everybody. Thank you for praying for safe travels for them. Book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 8. I believe this is a familiar scripture to most everyone here probably. It says, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." I feel like just continuing in the same kind of vein, maybe, as we were in on Sunday. The Lord was really reaching for people in here on Sunday, and I'm thankful for what He did. And as I prayed and just sought the Lord for a word for tonight for this people, I just felt the Lord lead me here. I believe the Lord's going to continue reaching for someone tonight, and if we'll let Him, He'll help us by His word. Amen. I'm going to just talk about this for a few minutes tonight. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. Let's pray one more time. God, I thank You for Your word. Thank You, Lord, for the power that's in Your word. And I pray, Lord, right now that the preaching of Your word would be anointed. God, that You would help me tonight, that You would help Your people. Lord, anoint the hearing of Your word. Lord, let it find good ground in our heart and in our life. Let it take root. Let it grow, Lord, in us and help us and draw us to a place that You want us to be. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen. Amen. Clap your hands one more time as you're seated tonight. Thankful for the word of the Lord. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall. I feel like there's a lot that you can pick out of this scripture. I like that, something that I like to see when I read it is that He doesn't say if I fall, He says when I fall. Everybody's going to fall in some form or fashion. We're going to fall flat on our face. We're going to be in a low place sometimes. And He said with a certainty, when I fall, I shall arise. So it's not if I fall, I might arise. He said, when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, I'm going to be in darkness sometimes. I will find myself sitting in darkness sometimes. But when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. And so I love the certainty in this verse. I love that it's not if and might, but He said when and shall. And I want to teach, but I might preach tonight, so you just have to bear with me on this Wednesday night. And everyone in this room has faced times where life has knocked you down. And sometimes it's sin. Sometimes it's we feel like we've failed. It's our own failure. Sometimes it's disappointment in this life. Feels like it takes us low, cuts us down. Sometimes we just get weary. Life and circumstance that causes us to be weary. And I mean life. More than anything else, even more, I think, than the enemy of your soul. Just plain old life will cause you to get tired and cause you to be weary. And it could be the stress of work. It could be bills, it could be home stuff, it could be family stuff, it could just be everything that you've, all the responsibility that you have that you feel is on your shoulders, but maybe you're in a place of weariness. I'm just tired, and I feel like, again, that that has cut me down into a low place. But the Bible says, again, when I fall, I shall arise. And the issue isn't if you've fallen. The issue is if you'll get back up. Are you able to say with a certainty, like that writer, that when I fall, I shall arise? Are you able to have that certainty tonight that when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I will arise and the Lord will be my light. Can I get a witness in here tonight? Amen. Wake up on this Wednesday night. I've come to tell somebody tonight, this is what I feel like the Lord wants to say to us, that you don't have to stay and you don't have to just die in the place that you fail. You don't have to stay stuck in the place that you have been cut down to. Amen. You don't have to just say, just because I fell on my face, that this is where I've got to stay. I want to tell somebody tonight that it's time to get up. It's time on this Wednesday night. It's not time to wait until Sunday. It's not time to wait until Regen weekend. It's not time to wait until the next big conference. But tonight on this Wednesday night, it's time for somebody to get up out of the place that you fell in. Amen? The Lord is talking to somebody. There's a danger in deciding to just stay down. John 5, and starting in verse 5, a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. And he said unto him, "Will you be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me." And just, this is pretty familiar scripture, but for context, if you don't know the pool there, it says that an angel would trouble the water, and then if they say the first one in got their miracle, got their healing. And this guy for 38 years was crippled, was paralyzed. He just laid on his bed of affliction. And his excuse every time was that I have no one to carry me to the water. I have nobody to get me to the place where I can get my miracle. And so when Jesus asked him, "Will you be made whole?" That's what he said. He met it with an excuse. And I'm sure that he wasn't trying to be negative and make excuses. But to him, that was just his reality. I have nobody to get me to the place where I can get my miracle. But it wasn't a question of, do I have someone to take me there? Jesus just said, "Will you be made whole?" 38 years is a long time to be stuck in the same place. And there, you may feel tonight that I've been stuck in this place that has cut me down for a long time. I've been in this same cycle. I've been on this same bed of affliction. I've been in this same mindset, in this same pit for a long, long time. And I want to tell you that it's long enough. It's been long enough on this Wednesday night. He wasn't just paralyzed in body, but his expectation was paralyzed. He had no expectation to be healed. He had no expectation that anyone would help him. He definitely had no expectation that the Messiah, that the creator of the universe incarnate, would come to meet him that day and ask him, "Will you be made whole?" And so his answer wasn't in faith at first. It was just an excuse that I have no man. And some of you, again, you might have been stuck in a rut for years. You might feel like it's been a long, long, long time that you've been in this same place. And you might walk in to this Bible study on Wednesday night not expecting much from a Wednesday night Bible study. You might come in and say, we're going to hear a little teaching, and I'll go home and I'll do it all over again tomorrow. And you might not have much expectation for what God has in store for you tonight. But I've come to preach to somebody on this Wednesday night and tell you that your expectation can be in Him. The psalmist wrote that my expectation is in Him. I'm going to lift my eyes to the hills from where I know my help comes from. Come on, somebody. And so you might not have walked in here with much expectation. Some are paralyzed tonight by bitterness, some by depression that you've been in, some by regret of things in your past, and some by fear of failing again. You might even be starting to stand up again, but you're not even moving forward because you're scared. If I try and walk again, I might fall again. If I try and make progress, if I try again, I might fail again. And that fear has paralyzed you. You've stopped expecting a change. You've stopped believing that tomorrow can be different. You stopped believing even the promise that God has given you a long time ago. But you need to hear me tonight that staying down is dangerous. And if you accept your rut and your situation as permanent, you might miss the miracle. Not might, you will miss the miracle if you decide that this is where I have to stay. Maybe you've lost a loved one and grief has knocked you flat. Maybe you've prayed for healing and it didn't come when you wanted, and now your faith is cut down just a little bit lower. Maybe the Lord hasn't opened that door you've been praying for yet, and so your expectation has started to diminish. Maybe you trusted someone who betrayed you, and now you live guarded, unable to trust, unable to open up, unable to love and to be the kind of person, the kind of brother, the kind of sister that the Lord wants you to be. Maybe sin has left you ashamed and feeling like you'll never be clean again. But Jesus is standing here tonight and is asking the same question that He asked that man. Will you be made whole? I'm trying to help us on this Wednesday night. I didn't come to play around and just play Bible study on this Wednesday night. I came with a word from the Lord for somebody to ask you, will you realize tonight, that on this Wednesday, that the Lord is here to deliver you out of that place that you fell flat and that you've been stuck? I wish I could get a witness tonight that the Lord can raise somebody up out of that spot on this Wednesday night. I'm telling you, don't wait until Sunday. I'm asking you, will you be made whole tonight? Amen. Y'all wasn't expecting all this on a Wednesday night. Going back to John 5, Jesus told this man, rise, rise, take up thy bed and walk. That's all it took from Jesus. It wasn't hard for Jesus to do that miracle. He said, rise. When I fall, I shall arise. He made a point, rise and take your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and he walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Jesus, he didn't just, he had compassion on this man, definitely. But he didn't just sympathize with his excuses. He spoke life into his condition. And Jesus will, he'll have compassion on you. And he'll understand what you're going through in a way that nobody else can. But he's not going to accept excuses because your excuses don't hinder him. He didn't say, oh, well, I didn't realize you didn't have a man to take you to the water. No, his only question was, will you be made whole? It wasn't about the excuse. It was, are you going to accept what I'm offering you right now? Are you going to accept this deliverance? And that word rise, rise, it carried that power of deliverance. Because if Jesus could have told him that, and he still could, he could have been healed and still decided to lay there. Well, this is all I know. This is what I'm used to. I've learned how to cope with it. So I'm not even going to try it out. He told me to rise up, but I think I'll just stay laying down. That word rise, it carried that power of deliverance. He had to stand up and make a decision. Yes, I'm going to obey what the Lord's telling me to do. And I'm telling you tonight that the command of the Lord for somebody tonight is arise. Rise up and get off that bed of affliction. Get off that place, out of that place that you fell flat on your face and start to walk again, because you can. The Lord will help you. You don't have to be worried about failing again. You don't have to be worried about falling again. And guess what? If you take 5 steps and you fall again, then you can rise up again and say, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I fall, it doesn't matter if I fell 5 steps ago and I just fell again, I'm going to get up again and again and again, because I'm pressing towards the mark. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I came to preach on this Wednesday night. Isaiah 60:1, he said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. When God says arise, he's not asking your opinion about the situation. He's not asking your excuses about the situation. He's commanding your destiny. He's saying, arise. If you will arise, if you will obey my voice and arise, I'm telling you that my glory is ready to shine down on you. Light has come. Glory has come. Your moment has arrived. And so many times, and you saw it in Scripture when Jesus was here in the flesh, so many times people did not, like he said, you did not realize the time of your visitation. There were so many moments when people didn't realize that the Creator, the Messiah, the Healer, the Deliverer, he was there for them. In some places it said he went and he could not do many miracles because they didn't believe it. They didn't realize what was right in front of them. And I want to tell you tonight that so many times we come in on Wednesday night and we're tired from work and we're tired from life and we've got our little patty cake routine for a Wednesday night and we don't expect much from a Wednesday night. But I'm telling you, so many times we can miss it and we cannot understand that on a Wednesday night, the Lord is standing in this place and he's saying, if you would just realize the time of your visitation, if you would just realize tonight, if you would just shake yourself awake and understand that I'm telling you to get off of that bed of affliction on this Wednesday night, you would understand that I've got a healing for you. I've got deliverance for you. I've got something that can bring you out of that dark place that you're in. Hallelujah. Oh, we would see that glory that can shine on us if we would just realize the time of our visitation. Luke 15:18. We talked about the prodigal son on Sunday, but something that he said is, I will arise and go to my father. I always say this, and I'm going to keep saying it. It says when he came to himself. And so when he came, all that stuff he was involved in, all the stuff that was going on in his life, that wasn't really who he was. And so when he came to himself, that's what he said. I will arise and go to my father. He understood, I'm still in a very low place, and I'm not going with much expectation, but I still understand that I've got to arise out of this pig pen. I have to get up and start walking if I'm going to get to the Father. I can't expect him to find me here. I can't expect that I'm just going to magically get there somehow. I have got to get up and put one foot in front of the other and start walking towards the Father if I'm going to get anywhere out of this situation. And that's what you've got to do tonight. You've got to arise and decide, I'm going to go to my Father, because I know that's where I've got to be. I can't stay here. I can't stay down. I can't stay in this rut that I'm in anymore. I can't stay in this place that I fell flat on my face. I've got to arise. I've got to arise. That prodigal son, he didn't just think about getting up. He didn't just sit there and contemplate it and never do anything. He made up in his mind, I will arise. I will arise. The hug, the robe, the ring, the fatted calf, the feast, all that, none of it would have happened if he would have decided, I know I need to get up, but I'm not going to. I know I need to arise, but I'm just going to stay here in the pig pen. that restoration wouldn't have happened. Being restored to the Father, getting back into his house, all of that, the party, the celebration, all of that, it was on the other side of him saying, I will arise. I don't feel like it. Hey, some of you tonight, you're saying, I don't feel like arising. I feel like I'm in the pig pen. I'm starving. This guy, he was starving to death. And you might feel like, I'm skin and bone. I'm starving to death. I've got nothing left in me. I don't feel like I even have the strength to get up. But if you can make up in your mind tonight, I am going to rise up. I am going to do the least I can do tonight is make up in my mind that I'm going to stand up and I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. And like we said on Sunday, if you'll just take one step towards him, he will run towards you and close that gap. I'm telling you, somebody needs to arise. Somebody here's been waiting for perfect conditions. And you're saying, well, Wednesday night Bible study, that's not perfect conditions for me. That's not perfect conditions for me. The place I'm in right now, it's not perfect conditions. Everything hadn't lined up for me to have my deliverance or get my answer or get my breakthrough or hear from the Lord again. You're waiting for perfect conditions, but the command is urgent. Rise, rise, rise. Get up out of the depression that has held you captive. Get up out of the shame of your past mistakes. Rise up out of that dark place that you have found yourself in. Get up out of the rut of prayerlessness and spiritual apathy that you have been in. Get up out of mediocrity and step into the anointing that God has placed on your life. Stop waiting around to do what God has called you to do. You'll have to forgive me for preaching to you tonight on this Wednesday, but I've got to tell somebody it's time to get up. I feel an urgency in my spirit, and I'm not trying to fuss at anybody. I'm not trying to be hard on you, and I know I'm a little intense for a Wednesday night, but the message is urgent. It's time to get up on this night, this Wednesday night. The Lord is calling somebody. Get up out of that place. This is not where you're meant to stay. This is not all your life amounts to. This is not all that I've called you to. There is more on the other side of you arising. There's more on the other side of it. There's more on the other side of it. Ephesians 5 and 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Again, he's saying, if you've been asleep, if you've been hitting snooze when God's been calling you, if you've been hitting snooze Sunday after Sunday when you feel that alarm going off in you, it's time to awake out of your sleep. It's time to arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. We often feel like even if I did decide to get up, even if I did decide that, okay, I'm going to take another step, I'm going to try again. I'm going to try and do this again. Even if I did that, I wouldn't know which way to go. I wouldn't know which direction to go. But he said, if you'll arise, I'll give you light. If you will just make the decision to arise, if you will just make the decision to let me pull you up off that bed of affliction, then I'll give you light. My word will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Arise and I'll give you light. You don't have to worry about what am I going to do after I arise. What am I going to do if I try again? The Lord will lead you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will help you. Your command is arise. Your command is not lay out the path for yourself. Your command is not figure it out on your own. Your command is arise, awake, get up out of the grave, and I will give you light. I will give you what you need. I will give you light. Getting up, it's more than recovery. It's about stepping into your destiny. God didn't save you just to leave you sitting. God didn't save you just to leave you laying there every time you fall. He didn't call you out of darkness into his marvelous light to leave you sitting in darkness again. And I love that right here in Ephesians, how there's a correlation between arising and then the light coming. And then in Micah, we read that when I fall, I'll arise, and when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. There's got to be a rising. There's got to be a decision to get up, and that light will come flooding in. He didn't leave you or didn't save you to leave you sitting in the place that you're in. He didn't save you to leave you sitting in failure and sitting in depression and sitting in confusion, sitting in fear, sitting in shame. I'm telling you, he's calling you out of that tonight. He's calling somebody out of that tonight. Philippians 3, starting in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, Paul writes, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me. I'm forgetting the past mistakes. I'm forgetting who I used to be. I'm forgetting the darkness that I came out of. I'm forgetting the things that are behind. And I'm going to reach forth unto those things that are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, we use this a lot, but we say, you know, if you're going to fall in the right direction. If you're going to fall forward. Just keep pressing toward the mark. And if I fall, I'm going to fall forward. And then I'm going to get back up and I'm going to keep pressing towards the mark. And if I fall again, I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep pressing towards the mark. Because the scripture gives me this hope that when I fall, I do not have to stay down. When I fall, even if it's a big fall, even if it's a hard fall, even if it's a fall that hurt me and that injured me, I will not stay sitting in darkness. I will arise. Paul had baggage. He had regrets. He refused, though, to stay stuck in yesterday. If anybody had a reason to say, Lord, there's not me, not after all I've done, not after the darkness that I've been involved in, not after the atrocities that I've committed, if anybody had a reason or an excuse, Paul had one. But he decided, all I know is that Jesus knocked me down on that road to Damascus, and then I was in darkness, and I had to arise and go find light again. That's just right off the hot off the press. That's not even in my notes. Hallelujah. The Lord knocked him down, caused him to become blind. He had to arise and get up and go find somebody, and the Lord would bring light to him again. But all Paul knew was, I know that Jesus has called me. I know what he's called me to do, and I'm not perfect, and I'm far from it. But I'm going to press towards the mark. And if I fall, I shall arise. I shall arise. He pressed into the high calling of God. We can be rebuilt. You might feel like, I'm trying not to sound too cliche tonight, but you can rise from ashes. The scripture says, the Lord, he said, I build the waste places. I can take your rubble. I can take your ashes. I can take the mess of your life, and I can rebuild it. I can raise you up out of it. Maybe you've buried dreams that you never thought would live again. But God says, get up. It's not too late. I'm reminded of when they came to the tomb of Jesus, but he was out of there. He was gone. And the angel met him and said, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why are you looking for what's alive in a place that that's meant for a dead person? Why, and I would ask us that tonight. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why are you visiting the grave of your hopes and your dreams and your promise when there's nothing in there? I'm telling you that your promise is alive. Your promise, that word is alive. The hope in your life, it's alive. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why are you going to a grave to mourn something that is still alive in your life if you'll just rise up and start walking again? I'm reminded again, this is not in my notes, and this is way out of left field, but there's a story in the scripture where two women, they both had just had children, had babies. This was during King Solomon's reign, and one woman, it says that she rolled over on her child in the night, and it died. And so when she realized this, she got up and she swapped her child who had passed with the living child of the other woman. And they go to Solomon, and there's you know, he does a little trick on them and causes the truth to come out. But this is what the woman said. She said, "At first I thought this was my child that was dead. But when I looked at it in the light, I realized that it wasn't, this dead child was not mine." And I'm telling you that if you'll just get up and let the light come in, and you'll look at things in the light and not look at it in the darkness. If you'll look at it in the light, you'll understand, my calling's not dead. My promise isn't dead. My hope isn't dead. What God's calling me to do, it's not dead. When I look at it in the light, I see that my promise is still alive. My baby is still living. My word is still alive. My hope is still alive. If you would just look at it in the light, but you've got to arise and let that light come in. It's not too late. Maybe you felt useless in the kingdom because of past mistakes. Maybe you feel like you might not aspire to you know, just what you might think is big, great things, but I want to do a work for God. I want to do my part in the kingdom of God, but I feel like because of my past and because I've fallen flat on my face that I've disappointed God, I've disappointed those around me, and this is just where I am now. But I'm telling you, that doesn't have to be your resting place. Get up, forget about your mistakes, repent, make it right, do what you have to do, but understand that you don't have to stay in that place. It's time to get up. God is telling somebody tonight, I am not finished with you. The gifts, the calling of God, they're without repentance. He's saying, I have not snatched that off you. It's not like Saul. I have not rent the kingdom from your hands. The call on your life is still there. My hand is still on your life if you would just realize it. But you've got to get up out of that spot. You have got to get up out of that spot and start walking again. Maybe you've thought that you know, revival and breakthrough is for everybody else, but it's not for my family, it's not for my home, it's not for my life, but not after what's happened, not after the pain that I've suffered, not after the fall that I've suffered, not after the circumstance that has brought me low. But God is saying, get up. Your house can still be saved. It doesn't matter what the circumstance is. I've mentioned this before, but I heard Brother Patrick Harvey say one time that, and he would probably tell you, he probably heard somebody else say it, but he asked somebody how they were doing, and they said, I'm okay under the circumstances. And he said, what are you doing under there? You don't have to be under your circumstances. You can walk on top of it. But you got to get up. You've got to get up. This is more than the power of positive thinking, church. This is a promise in the Word of God. If we believe that I can be saved, I can be baptized in the name of Jesus and have my sins washed away. If we believe that I can be filled with the Spirit of God, I can be filled with the Holy Ghost. If we can believe those things, if we can look and we can read and we can say, I believe that the Israelites walked through the Red Sea when it parted. I believe that David slung a rock and knocked Goliath down. I believe that Daniel stayed in that den of lions all night unharmed. But then we read these promises that I can get up, and we say, nope, that's too much. That's too much to believe. That's what won't happen. But we've got to understand that this is not the power of positive thinking. This is a promise in the Word of God. And it supersedes whether you're feeling positive or not. It goes beyond whether you're feeling any strength right now or not, or any hope right now or not, if you'll just make the decision that when I get up, light is going to flood in. When I get up, the Lord is going to be a light to me. He's going to help me. He's going to strengthen me, and He'll restore me. It's not as deep as we're making it out to be, church. Just get up. Make the decision tonight. I'm shifting my perspective tonight. I'm not going into work with the same kind of stinking thinking that I had yesterday. I'm not going back in on campus with the same kind of stinking thinking that I had yesterday. I'm going tonight. I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk on that campus with the light of the Lord. I'm going to walk into my workplace. I'm going to walk into my home tonight feeling better and knowing that the Lord has helped me to stand again. And I might not feel like I've got it all together yet, but at least I'm standing again and I'm walking and I'm pressing towards the mark, and the Lord will be a light to me. But I'm making the decision tonight. I'm making the decision tonight. In Acts 9, and I'm getting ready to close in just a couple minutes here. Peter goes to pray for this woman. He said, Peter put them all forth, kneeled down, and prayed. They turned him to the bodies, and he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand, lifted her up. When he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. He said, arise. I want to make the point right here that after this life came back into her and she sat up, it said Peter took her by the hand and helped her up. Sometimes, you know, she sat up, and sometimes we feel like it's all I can do to even begin this process. But somebody tonight needs to, it's just a little side note, you need to make up in your mind that when I see my brother and my sister start to make that effort to get up again, I'm going to grab them and I'm going to help them. If all they can do is sit up, I'm going to take their hand and I'm going to help them stand up. And I'm going to lead them off that bed of affliction. But the decision has got to be, I will arise. When Peter said, arise, life returned to Tabitha. When Jesus said, arise, that lame man walked. When the prodigal said, I will arise, then restoration was able to happen. And the word that God is speaking to somebody tonight is arise. Just arise. You don't have to have it all together. You don't have to be perfect. You just keep pressing towards it. Keep pressing towards it. Just arise. Make up in your mind tonight, I'm not staying in this place. I am not going to lay down and die here in my mistake, in my shame, in my depression, in my hurt, in my offense. I am not staying in this place. But I will arise. I will arise.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.